Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is over. It officially ended, I think, 23 minutes ago. Something like that.
At noon or something?
A platform which you can go to social.freetalklive.com to find, and that's where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as well as some of the hosts of the show. And it's not some sort of big tech platform there run by evil mega corporations or anything like that. So head on over there to social.freetalklive.com. Tonight, there's some secession news that came across in the last 24 hours or so that definitely want to talk about because it's certainly a favorite topic of ours here on Free Talk Live. And in
got
this
my
case,
secession shirt on.
You do happen to have that on. Did you know we were going to talk about it tonight?
No.
Yeah, we didn't discuss anything in advance as far as what we're going to be talking about here. But with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Bonnie.
So here's the big news from YouGov and Yahoo News. I mean, YouGov is a well-known pollster, so this is definitely a respectable polling firm. They surveyed, it looks like, about 1,400, I think, people. I don't know, 1,672 U.S. adults. And this wasn't a survey that was exclusively about independence. There were a bunch of questions in here. They covered everything from their people's opinions about January 6th to abortion to gun rights, looking at, you know, whether or not people feel they're better off or worse off than their parents. And so this is a large survey. So it was actually, I don't know how the hell they got people to stay. Oh, I guess YouGov is an online surveyor, so they're not actually, I don't think they're actually calling people on the phone, because this is a 67 question survey. Normally, if you get somebody calling your house, you know, maybe you'll stay, if you're willing to talk to them, maybe you'll stay on for a handful of questions. If they're lucky, you might stay on for 8 or 10 questions, but I mean,
67.
If you're talking secession, I'll stay on as long as they want me.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't have said that in advance here. So if you had answered, you know, if you'd been invited to answer this, it would have just been a few questions kind of popped into the middle of this. So I'm going to jump into that. The mainstream media has been reporting this. I'll give you the RT headline. Not that they're mainstream, but there's other stories out there in the mainstream media. But RT points out...
They're mainstream in Russia.
Indeed. They point out here that about 33% of Trump voters in so-called red states say they would personally fare better if their state became an independent country.
38?
About 33%. And that compares with 29% who say that they would be worse off after secession. Now, I looked at both what they call the top-line data and the tabs for this survey, and I could not find how they calculated that 33%. When you look at the actual question here, the question was, do you think that you personally would be better off or worse off if your state left the United States and became an independent country? They break it down by male and female and age and, you know, race, party identification, and 2020 vote. When you look at 2020 vote, it only shows 24% of Trump voters saying that they would be better off personally, with 38% saying they would be worse off. So I'm not sure how the media is getting the 33% out of this, but regardless, I don't want to quibble over the numbers too much. Let's look at let's zoom out here and look at the same question.
It's still pretty. I'm surprised by the self awareness of people sufficiently confused to vote for Trump.
For Trump. in this case, do you think that the question again? Do you think you personally would be better off or worse off if your state left the United States and became an independent country?
So way better.
When we zoom out and we look at the full survey, because obviously that's, you know, pretty interesting to examine. 18% of Americans, so all of the people that took the survey, 18% say they would be better off. So right out the gate, here in 2022, we have not quite one out of five Americans who support the idea of independence. They think they would be better off if their state were an independent
country. Or they
support
the idea of self-sacrifice.
What do you mean by that?
They want to stay with the union even though it will hurt them personally. They didn't actually say they
support
wanted
secession.
To secede. Maybe they think that they would be worse off, but, you know, their favorite uncle would be better off or something.
All right. Actually, so, turns out the next question. They were asked that. So would you favor or oppose your state leaving the United States and becoming an independent country?
Okay.
So they did get asked that question, and not a big change. 17% said they would favor that.
Yes. Wait, yeah, I saw that 1% coming.
From 33 to 17?
Well, no, I'm sorry if I confused you. So the mainstream media is saying that it was 33% of Trump.
Oh,
let's see if I get this right.
But Trump everyone voters. Was 18.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. They say it's 33% of Trump voters in so-called red states say they would personally fare better, but I couldn't find that data in the breakdowns. So anyway, at 17%, I think it's still pretty good, and only 58% opposed. So you've got 25% who are not sure as to whether or not they would favor or oppose their state leaving the United States and becoming an independent country. And that's a huge number of people that are on the fence on that question.
18 to 33 isn't that big of a deal, and it feels to me like they're purposely trying anything they can to make it seem like people who support secession are Trumpers.
That's definitely
only right-wingers.
Yeah. But, you know, there were a lot of people who were very unhappy under Trump. And the reality is, given the level of hatred between the Democrats and Republicans, it's safe, I think, to tell most Democrats and Republicans that if you stay with the union, you will live half your life under a slave master that you think is a monster.
Good chance of it.
You know, and that doesn't sound very attractive to me, whereas if the states broke up into red states, blue states, and New Hampshire, the green state.
Or the gold state.
Gold state. Yeah, we used to use green in the LP.
Oh, wow, that was a long time ago.
Green is much better because in the visible light spectrum, the lowest is infrared. We can't even see infrared, but visible is red. And then the highest is blue. That's why above that is ultraviolet, violet.
Mm-hmm.
So we have red and blue already. Libertarian Party should be green. It's the coming together.
Well, it would be the third primary color, although I think they use kind of an olive drab green. It wasn't that attractive.
Yeah, don't say that.
I like gold better, you know.
Got
the green
gold.
Party
I don't like the
has
gold.
Green.
They don't even use a very good gold.
You don't
gold.
Like gold?
I like real gold, but the Libertarian Party gold looks yellow.
Mm.
It's hard to reproduce gold. Like, as far as the color of gold, it really is something that is... It's hard to actually print. It's something that you can really only experience
exactly.
in real life. I want to go to Dave Ridley. He's on the line here, and he's definitely a fan of independence. I don't know if that's why you were calling tonight, Dave, but you might find this news to be interesting. Go ahead. What's on your mind? Uh-oh. Did we lose Dave? Dave Ridley going once.
Dave's not here.
Dave Ridley going twice. He's definitely unmuted, so maybe something's wrong
with
the line.
Dave, let me in. It's me.
We'll put him back on hold for a short bit. So, again, looking at the numbers here, I feel like this is still early in the whole secession independence conversation. Yeah, I mean, it got brought up in the 1800s and just unfortunately didn't work out. But we're talking about peaceful secession here. We're not talking about firing on a federal fort or anything like that.
Which is one of the biggest mistakes the South made. I mean, apart from the really big mistake, which was having slavery in the first place.
Well, did you hear the theory that the fort firing was actually a false flag?
I haven't heard that, although I have, if I recall correctly, the story that I had heard was that it was actually cadets from the Citadel, which is a college-level military academy mm-hmm. in South Carolina, that fired on the fort without orders.
Oh.
But could have been a false flag. I mean, I know they were doing false flags as early as 1905. 5 because I think that was the sinking of the Maine. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure on that year, though.
The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. You got 17% of Americans saying they support their state leaving the United States and becoming an independent country. And 25% of the people are on the fence. They are not sure. And that means they're open to persuasion on this topic. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is, of course, brought to you by Bitcoin.com and That is where you can go to learn some of the basics about cryptocurrency. What is it? What makes it so special? Why are people obsessed with it? Why has it been so successful? You can go to bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page there, and that's where you'll find some introductory videos that will help you understand some of the basic concepts surrounding the idea of a decentralized currency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. Get over to bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, because the price of a Bitcoin has gone down quite a bit from its ultimate high, but a lot of people only love to point out when the price goes down. But the fact is, the current price of Bitcoin, BTC, is still like 2020 levels. So it's still way higher than the supermajority of the history of the existence of Bitcoin. So.
Yeah, it had a huge, like, outlier jump, and now it's back down to how that was when I first started hearing about cryptocurrency, so that's a good point.
Yeah, so head on over to bitcoin.com, and that's where you can find Get Started at the top of the page. You also find all kinds of other great resources there. You can buy your first Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin there, or a fraction of it. You don't have to buy a whole. That's a lot people don't understand about cryptos. They think, oh, God, I can't afford a whole Bitcoin. Well, can you afford 1% of one? You can get that much. You can get a fraction.
Can you afford $5 of it?
Yeah, you can get a fraction of a coin. So go there, learn the basics first before you get into it over at bitcoin.com. Click Get Started. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here, and then we'll get a little bit further into this news about secession, where a major survey by Yahoo News and YouGov found that 17% of Americans overall favor their state leaving the United States and becoming an independent country. But what I would say more importantly, 25% of Americans are on the fence on this question. Let's go to the phones, though. We've got someone calling themselves ABC Eyewitness News. You're on Free Talk Live, calling from Massachusetts.
Hello, everyone. The story I'd like to refer to is on YouTube. It's July 18th, 2022. It's BMW rolls over onto firefighter's leg during rescue in New York City. And
Something rolled on a firefighter's leg?
A car did, yes.
Okay.
Can I just speak for a second? And I just have questions as well. How is it nighttime in New York City to ABC News 7? I'm on the East Coast, Ian, it's still light out where you are. I'm in Massachusetts. The sun has not set. At the end of the story, for, again, it's Eyewitness News, ABC 7, NY. Please check out the video, people. And
I'm not sure what you're trying to say here, though.
Something rolled onto somebody's leg?
But please check out the video, and what I'm asking is at the end of the video, right, she's reporting, and they're using another clip because it cannot be nighttime in New York City. And so they're editing in.
Okay.
Other stories. It's quite simple. They're editing in other stories. It's not nighttime in New York on July 18th, 2020.
So you're saying this was video was posted today.
Yep.
And you're saying that
the story
happened,
came out today.
You're saying that it happened when? When did this actually occur?
Probably this afternoon.
Okay. Well,
and then at the
according
end of
to
that video,
this,
if you watch it.
I don't really feel like I need to because this video was posted 11 hours ago, so there's no chance that it happened this afternoon. So maybe you just missed some of the basic details of the story.
Okay, well, then they're saying this, that, like, on the news, they're pretending that it happened today.
Maybe it was a typo. Okay.
Yeah, there's all kinds of mistakes that people can make.
These are the three things. I want to ask this question. Mm. Okay.
It says Sunday, by the way. Anyone who actually bothered to read the description of the video would find out that it happened Sunday.
Here's the other anomalies with it.
Okay.
If this is an accident, the first thing police do, or the police will do this, or firefighters, when you get on scene, you turn off the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Right, am I wrong?
Yeah, that's probably the case.
I don't think so. I mean, all the cops, all the FBI cars were on sitting around here in my house when our house got raided.
Police leave their cars running all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't pay for their gas.
No,
you
not
do.
A police car. If there's an accident at a scene, the police will be like, turn off the car.
Oh, the car that rolled?
Sure.
Or the car that got an accident?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I guess
so. They don't touch the car until they turn it off.
Yeah.
I never heard that's the first story because they randomly shoot people dead for no reason,
so that's hardly the worst or weirdest mistake they make if they didn't turn the car off.
That's what I'm saying, where they're trying to say, okay, my point will be just brief. They're missing their own protocol for safety.
Okay, well, it's not unbelievable that government bureaucrats are going to cut corners. Right? See, a lot of these guys are lazy, they're shiftless, they don't care, they're just there to collect a paycheck or whatever, and I really don't feel like you've uncovered some sort of deep, dark conspiracy. I mean, there certainly are people in the media that are not trustworthy. You obviously should question everything that you see, but at the same time, I mean, the fact is you called in about this clip and you didn't even bother to do the most basic of research that I did in the amount of time that you were on the phone with us here, dude. I mean, I looked at the story and I determined when it happened according to what they said. You thought it was this afternoon. No, it was at least
exactly. That's
11
what
hours
they're saying. They're saying it happened sooner on it because it
no,
was,
they're saying it happened on Sunday. It's right there in the description. So they're reporting on an event that happened yesterday, and they posted it today, and you were acting like it was some sort of a conspiracy. Thanks for the call. The number here is 603-283-6160. Look, there's plenty of scummy things out there that the mainstream media does, but I don't think that they're trying to scam you on a story about how basically the firefighters botched up a job when it came to getting, just for people that don't know, the video is of a car accident in New York City where one car is literally like halfway up onto another. So two of the wheels are on the pavement, and two of the wheels are literally up on top of a car. So that's how this car accident ended up. And so
that's not how you're supposed to park.
No. And so the looks like the firefighters got into the car that was on top of the other car and were trying to, like, roll it off. So obviously they're not going to turn the thing off. And maybe they should have hooked it up to a tow truck and just let the tow driver pull it off. They didn't. They were literally just standing in the passenger side of the car from the ground into this other car, and the car starts moving, and it crushed some dude's leg. It crushed one of the firefighters' legs because their legs were out of the car as it was moving, and then it fell.
That's all, but accidents happen. It's not really newsworthy to me. The thing about this caller is everybody who's like a truther online needs to do perfect work making sure they have their facts right. If you care about truth and you're trying to expose all the lies of the media, it's going to take hard work. You're going to have to make sure you're absolutely right. And if you're just out there saying, I'm truth media, eyewitness media, and I know the truth, you're going to make everybody else looking for the truth and trying to expose the media as a bunch of liars look
dumb. I don't know if that's true. I think he just looks sloppy. You know?
Well, everybody takes it that way. Like, oh, that's the idea I have of all truthers. And the thing is, I see this all the time. Like, I'm always like, hey, dude, truther poster, I really like what you're saying, but this is not true. And they get all mad and stuff like that. And I just think it's a dumb idea. If you put the word truth in your bio or whatever, you need to make sure you're doing perfect work.
Well, you're right, Bonnie. People do tend to think in groups. And so while we know it's just his mistake, they could definitely extrapolate out.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new ACLU report says the Department of Homeland Security paid millions of dollars to track movements of both Americans and foreigners in the United States. Contracts between Customs and Border Protection, ICE, and other departments show DHS bought location data without warrants beginning in 2017. The White House is continuing to do their best to brush off concerns about an upcoming recession.
Based on consumer spending, based on payroll employment, based on where the unemployment rate is, I think we can confidently say that these numbers that we're posting are very much inconsistent with a recessionary call.
White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein, critics justify their concerns with the amount of federal spending the government is doing, and you're listening to USA Radio News. The Pope is visiting our neighbors to the north.
Pope Francis has said an upcoming visit to Canada will be a pilgrimage of penance, and that he hopes that will help heal wounds by Roman Catholic priests and nuns who ran abusive schools that sought to forcibly assimilate Indigenous children starting in 1831. The Pope will be in Canada starting next Sunday through the week. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer and Washington Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers are requesting documents from TikTok alleging that the company is not protecting user data stored in China.
What we have with TikTok is China having their foot in the door on American information, on American data, on all sorts of data. And this is concerning. This is concerning about privacy. This is concerning about national security.
That follows a report that Chinese employees of TikTok had accessed American data. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the number 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about what is going to be likely the beginning of multiple news stories, hopefully, this week in regards to independence for people in U.S. states. There's been a YouGov Yahoo News survey that came out. It wasn't exclusively about secession, but there were maybe three or four questions in relation to that in here, and we're going over some of those numbers because they're interesting.
And just the fact that they added those questions in is pretty interesting. Like, that was important enough to them to add to these questions about, like, how is, you know, American life?
Yeah, it does reflect to some extent, hopefully, the zeitgeist or the spirit of the times, the idea that quote-unquote national divorce is trending here and there over the last several months, if not the last year. And so, you're right, Bonnie, having the mainstream polling organizations, and YouGov Yahoo News is definitely a mainstream poll, acknowledging this by asking questions is definitely an indicator that maybe it's time for this conversation to get started. Maybe this conversation has already started. And at this point in time, here we are in, you know, July, middle of July of 2022, 17% of Americans say they would favor their state leaving the United States and becoming an independent country. But 25% said they're not sure. And to me, you know, if you want to, as far as starting a movement is concerned, if you said to me, all right, well, you know, you guys, you're going to start doing this New Hampshire exit thing. You've got 18% or 17% of New Hampshireites who are already supporting it right out the gate. I'd be like, that is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then to tell me that one out of four people are saying they're not sure if it's a good idea to secede, well, that's a huge, you know, window of opportunity to persuade people onto these ideas.
They're not, like, vehemently against it.
That's correct. Now, there are 58% who are against it. But again, what we're seeing happening here is a migration. There are people who are, as we speak, uprooting their lives, and they're moving to places that are more like them. We're seeing people who are, let's say, right-wingers moving out of places like California into places like Texas or Florida. We're seeing libertarians moving from across the United States here to New Hampshire. And I'll give you another example of this migration and why it's so important. Because we're just talking about the total number of people in the United States here. This was a nationwide survey. Yeah, and they did some demographic breakdowns or whatever. But just looking at the total numbers, what we're going to find out later this week, hopefully, is what percentage of people in New Hampshire are supportive of secession. Because there's been the very first ever, and that I'm aware of, New Hampshire-specific poll, where they surveyed over 600 people in New Hampshire. And this is done. The statistics are being crunched, basically. I think they are already crunched, and essentially we're just waiting on the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence to release the numbers officially, because they're the ones who essentially hired the polling company to do this work. And so they have the numbers. They had a meeting about it, I think, today. And so they're working up a press release basically as we speak. So we know that 17% of all Americans are saying that they support secession for their state. But what happens when we look at Texas? What happens when we look at New Hampshire? What happens when we look at Hawaii? The poll that that we're referring to, the one that hasn't yet come out, they did talk to Texans. They did talk to, I believe, Hawaiians and several other states in addition to New Hampshire. And so that's what we're waiting on seeing, because it's more interesting when you drill down.
Did they talk to Florida?
I believe Florida was one of them as well, yeah. So it's way more interesting when you actually talk to people in one specific geographic area about this idea.
Because you can't really get a good idea. I don't know. It gives you less of an idea of what's going on if you look at all of the United States. I mean,
because
we're not
so
one country. We're just not one country. I'm not connected to
and
the
we
lives
were never
of,
supposed to be one country.
No, I don't feel connected to the lives of people in Arizona at all. Like, what goes on there does not affect me.
Well, there's one person that in Arizona I'm feeling connected to.
And that's true of my experience as well, Bonnie. When I moved here to New Hampshire from Florida, to me it was like a whole different place. It's entirely different here. Yeah, people speak kind of the same language, but even some of the words that people say up here, even though they're English, they're different. They're certainly pronounced differently.
I couldn't really understand my grandparents when I went back to Alabama for the first time in a few years.
Really?
It was hard for me to understand my grandparents in Alabama.
Just because they're real southern sounding?
Yes.
Wow. So this whole migration aspect of this is really important. The Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, just yesterday, I think, or early today, posted a link to CACR 32, which was the bill that came out earlier this year that all three of us went and testified on at the State House, that came out earlier this year that would have, if it had been passed by the House and the Senate in New Hampshire by 60% majorities, would have ended up on the ballot and would have asked the people of New Hampshire, do you want to say goodbye to the United States? Should New Hampshire say peacefully goodbye, we're leaving, you can't stop us, we're done? That was, you know, essentially what this bill would have done. And so the bill's already been killed. I mean, it was tabled earlier this year in, like, I don't know, March or whenever it was. But they brought it back up, and they posted it to their Twitter, meaning the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, posted just an image of the front page of the bill, and it's not a long bill, I don't think it was more than one page. They posted an image of the bill, and this thing got, I don't know how many retweets and comments, and people were, you know, they didn't hear about it earlier this year, but now they're hearing about it, and people are saying things like, wow, I was considering moving to New Hampshire, and now I'm going to start looking at houses.
Yeah, I've seen more than one person say that was the thing that changed their mind, that it was time to move.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that from somebody, too, and I'm forgetting who it was. Somebody who was actually already moved here to New Hampshire. It was that thing that set them on the course of getting up. Maybe it was one of the guys that came to Social Sundays recently. Anyway, so you've got people who are seeing what's already happening in New Hampshire, and this is just the beginnings of what is hopefully going to be a much larger movement. I mean, we just had a political action committee formed here on behalf of helping candidates that support secession, helping them get a little bit of more money into their pockets so they can campaign better, hopefully. That's brand new. That just started like 2 months ago. And so they're raising money, and they're already identifying candidates that they want to help out. That's new. The Foundation of for New Hampshire Independence has been around for a decade, but they're really finally starting to get out there, and they're doing this poll work that we're going to see later on this week. So the more we can get it out there that you know, there's good news in regards to secession, the more people that support independence are going to migrate here. And the stronger this movement will be. And as we've seen with the just the libertarians coming here, upsetting the apple cart and the status quo, and having Democrats go out last weekend, or not last, but the weekend prior to last, protesting in Keene Central Square against Free Staters, against libertarian activists here in New Hampshire, shows that we are having a tremendous impact already. These people are already freaking out, and some of them are leaving New Hampshire. Some of them are just saying, you know what, this is bad. We can't handle all these freedom people being here. The freedom people are winning. We hate freedom. We're just going to move to New York.
And you know what? I'm glad that a lot of those people that were speaking at the anti-Free Stater rally started saying, you know what, I decided I'm going to run for office for the first time, because more people need to hear about their horrible ideas.
Mm.
I mean, like, they keep using the word liberty for the first time and then talking about how they want to steal from people.
Oh, yeah. The Democrats are now positioning themselves as in favor of low property taxes. The Democrats in New Hampshire are now saying that it's libertarians that want to raise property taxes.
Where did they get that from? I've never heard that.
It doesn't make any sense. It's ridiculous. You know, they're just lying. Whatever it is that they're, I don't know where they got that idea, but that's what they're propagating. And that's because they're desperate.
Well, I mean, the Democrats love to lie.
Yeah. Well, the Republicans do, too, but they're desperate.
They do, but lately, and I would not have said this a few years ago, but lately the Democrats have just, along with CNN, have just had barely a passing acquaintance with the truth.
There's more coming up, and you can join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What do you want to weigh in on? Independence? Or whatever happens to be on your mind. More coming up. We'll talk about The Anarchist, too, this new documentary series.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about state secession. And it's not just us talking about it. It is a YouGov Yahoo News poll where people were asked a few different questions in relation to this. And the more that we can see this poll, the more people are asked about this, the better off we're going to be, because it just sparks conversations, gets people thinking. And the fact is, secession can happen if enough people believe that it's possible. That's all it is. It's just all about belief. If people don't think it's possible, it'll never happen. If people think it's possible and they want it, most importantly, it will.
I think it's more about imagination. You don't have to believe it's going to happen. Belief is, you know...
What's the difference?
Well, you can imagine that something will happen and see, oh, that's how it could work. But belief is like, I don't know, looking at something not with the facts, but with just blind faith.
Well, I'm not saying you believe that it will happen, but to believe that it could happen.
Okay.
If you don't think it can happen, it cannot happen. That is not in your paradigm. It's not in your experience. It will never become real. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's talk to Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, Bonnie, you were just saying how the dumbass rats are fleeing for New York again.
Wait, was I?
I think I said something about New York.
I call them the dumbass rats, the Democrats.
Okay, that's cute.
Anyway, it's just kind of interesting because a couple hundred years ago they were called Tories and they were heading in the opposite direction.
Things change.
From New York to, like, New Hampshire?
Oh. That's where the remainder of the British loyalists ended up scooting to.
Okay.
Okay, so this quote here comes from Benjamin Franklin right about the tale of that time. He says, "Those who give up their liberty for security deserve neither."
It's a classic quote.
Absolutely.
It's a good one.
All right, so I got a couple of juicy cop tidbits for you, fresh off the press.
Cop?
This one here.
Yeah, a COP.
This happened in Grand Rapids last night, I think. It might have been Saturday night, but and this is one of them things they're going to bury right quick if they can, because they don't want to get out.
Okay.
The bar was letting out, I guess, and the cops say somebody pointed a gun at them, and there's a whole crowd of people. They opened fire. five of the people are shot. I don't know if they're killed or not, but as near as I can call, that's what they define as a mass shooting.
Oh, my God. Hold on. So let me see if I'm following you here. There's a crowd of people. Cops believe someone in the crowd had a gun. They open fire on a crowd of people. What was the crowd of people doing? Where was this?
I believe it was at bar closing.
Okay. Hmm. Just people out in the streets.
Did they see a gun? Yep. Did they claim that they saw a gun, or just they got a report?
They claim somebody pointed a gun at them.
Wow.
It was a quick news blip, and I didn't hear anything about a firearm being found. The cops were the only ones that opened fire. There was no shell casing.
How many innocent people got hit?
Why do you shoot five people because one person has a gun?
You said it was five people that got hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That person has a gun. Let's shoot these four over here, too. Like,
well, apparently they haven't read the Second Amendment either, because you have a right to have a gun.
Well, that's true, but you don't have a right to point it at somebody if that's what happened. But we have no idea if that's what happened. They just started blasting people.
Well, so anyway, I just started blasting.
It's insane.
The other one's out of Uvalde, Texas. This just came out of the Texas House today.
Mm.
Evidently, remember where the school shooting there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, 60 minutes after the alarm had been sounded, there were 376 cops rounding in that place.
I had heard it was
400. And that wasn't good enough odds for them to actually take the risk of going in. What kind of a numerical advantage do these weaklings demand?
376 cops versus one scrawny teenager.
And
with one gun.
And the morons on the net are saying, oh, well, that just proves how powerful the AR-15 is. The cops have AR-15s, too!
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And smoke bombs, and flashbangs, and, you know, all kinds of toys.
And grenades, and probably some fully automatic weapons laying around.
They sure as hell used a smoke bomb and a flashbang on this house, by the way. That's, if you watch the video footage that I uploaded, you can see it over at freetalklive.com, of the security cameras that they finally sent the footage back to us, amazingly, without deleting it, thankfully. But in the very beginning, the very first thing they did was they tossed a flashbang out and they tossed a smoke grenade out. So, I mean, they're happy to use it against us.
Let me give you another scenario. Let's say that had been 376 rednecks sitting out there listening to these kids getting murdered. Do you think that damn door wouldn't have been breached?
Hmm.
Oh, we already know that the parents were desperately trying to get in there. They needed the hundreds of cops to keep the parents away.
And really, they should be charging the cops as accessories to murder because they provided security, not for the school, but for the shooter.
Yeah.
They're the only reason the shooter lived as long as he did. Yeah. Because if 10 parents had gotten into that room, he would have taken a couple of them out, but it's likely that they would have gotten a hold of him, and it's likely that he would have had a much more painful death.
Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Did you guys see the images from the hallway where there was one cop?
The hand sanitizer
guy. There was that one.
I didn't see that. I just saw the one with the
all
Punisher.
I could think of is he's washing the blood off his hands.
Well, he hadn't gotten to it yet, but...
Well, no, but metaphorically, he's washing the blood of his inactivity off his hands.
You were referring to the Punisher one, though.
Yeah, I've only seen that one. The guy standing there with, like, a smirk on his face, opening his phone. Or maybe he doesn't have a smirk. No, wait, I saw another one with a smirk. Hmm. So I saw the one with the guy. You can't really see his face. It's kind of from the back of his head, but he's checking his phone while kids are getting killed. And, he has a Punisher background on his phone.
Did you know the rest of the story with that guy, allegedly?
No, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Why would that have not come out until now? People are saying, just on Twitter, it's not like some kind of official report anywhere that I've found, that this guy, this guy's wife was supposedly a teacher in the school, and he was checking his phone because she was giving him updates on how much she was bleeding out and she was dying. He then tried to rush in there and get at her, and then they all of his other cop buddies held him down and took his gun away, so he literally couldn't, but he tried.
I hadn't heard that part of
there
the story.
There was a cop who supposedly was tackled by the other cops, so to better defend the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it. They all signed up for this.
You don't believe what?
That there was a cop that tried to do it, and then he got, you know, I mean, and we just aren't hearing about it until now?
Well, they don't.
It's something I had heard before, that there was a cop who actually tried to go in. But that certainly doesn't make it any better for them, because, again, when faced with the prospect of somebody stopping the shooter, what did they do? They defended the shooter.
Yeah. As far as the information, Bonnie, they don't release everything immediately. So, I mean, it's certainly possible that a report just came out this week or last week that revealed even more information, like this information about the 376. I heard it was 400.
Why didn't this cop come out and said anything like, hey, I'm quitting because my wife died because people were holding me back. God, this is not okay. Like, that
woman
did.
He's a coward.
Well, he's a coward. He didn't do any of that. He was checking his phone.
I agree with you. I don't think he did either.
Well, what did you hear? You said you heard something different.
The version of the story I heard, and again, this is all just online posts, so we don't know what the truth is, was that this dude's just standing there as his wife is being murdered.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's also what I heard, but...
Yeah, he's just on his phone as his wife is being murdered, and that's it.
And honestly, like, who's just, like, going to be texting while they're dying? I got shot, I'm bleeding out. Like, wouldn't you at least call, or for if you're going to do anything, wouldn't you rather call? For another thing is... That guy just, like, shooting people in this one room,
well, if
and
you
he
are
sees someone
to...
texting, but he's not, like, killed them again, all the way dead.
I don't know.
You know,
it's hard,
like...
to really question what's going on in a place like that or in somebody's mind. I know some kids probably try to play dead in that situation, and maybe the...
Well, one of the things that the brilliant cops did is shouted into the kids, yell if you need help. So some of the kids yell.
Oh,
the
God.
Cops ignored them, but of course the guy went over and shot the kids that yelled.
They still alive.
Oh,
they got
God.
Those ones killed.
Wow. If you want to join the show here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, the government gang is trying to make themselves look like, oh, well, we're investigating this, and we found that protocols weren't followed correctly and that this could have been differently if only blah, blah, blah. Well, look, we know this isn't like the first time the cops have acted like cowards in these situations. It goes all the way back to Columbine, where in the late 1990s, was it 98 or something like that, where literally a cop or more than one cop waited outside until the shooters killed themselves, and then they went inside.
Well, without the dead kids, how would they take our guns away? They need the
Good
excuse.
Point. Yep, there's more coming up here. Hour 2's next. It's free time.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.